The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
Two things you take home. The first one, I've told you that the time has been reset, is thriving time. The second one, I've told you that this place is not desolate. Nigeria is not desolate. Forget the stories you are hearing. Forget it. Nigeria is not a bad place. Everything has to do with perception. Listen, if I want you to hate FEM Foundation, I know what to do. If I want someone to hate you, especially now that nobody is paying money for media, once I have phone and it has camera, all I need to do, you just naked and just run around and take yourself picture and put it on Instagram. You have 60,000 followers overnight. It's true now. Or just go to the internet and just go there and be saying something good. 10 followers. You just go there and do nonsense. If there is someone, I have to ask her, the people who are following you, what are they following you for? He said, Mama, simple. I just go there, I just twerk. When I twerk, 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 I put it on Instagram. Everybody is following me. I say, following you to be looking at again. Now we are in a place where it looks as if bad things sell. So I want you to remove yourself from that place. Stand for what you believe. So I was talking about the time. I don't have so much to say to us. I'm almost done with what I'm saying. Just give it the scripture so that we can run. At the reposition, I was at Ubowo, and all the speakers, who were all our family members, majority of them, all of them were family members, when they were telling their stories, I was looking for one key I would take home to go and use to thrive. I listened to Ifueko. I listened to Bode. I listened to Tony. I listened to Efe. I listened to Tolu. I said, I want to take, you know, when you go for a business seminar, give one key. You take one key and go home and go and use it to open all the doors. Ha! They were telling stories. I listened to Uche. After some time, as if the students even knew what was going on in my heart, they started asking questions. Business analyst, who is Tony Amuchonu? Give us one key of business. You have told us now that we should pray. Is it only prayer that we're going to use to solve our problem? I turned to look at Tony. I am tagging a Sikitu. We have caught you. Let me hear what you will say. Tony relaxed and said, what I said before, I will still say again. He said, everything begins with prayer. Begins with intimacy with God. Begins with what did God say? I listened to all of them. I discovered that's what all these people who are sharing these stories, one thing they have said is, what did God say? Another person stood up and said, no, you haven't answered our question. What we are saying is, give us the key. Remove the prayer. Give us the key. I waited again to hear what Tony would say. Tony said, well, as a business analyst, if you want me to talk to you about key, I'll not tell you that if you want to start a business, you must think about the problem statement. I said, now I understand what everybody is saying. And then he made an analogy. He said, assuming you want to start a business, and that business has to do with buying keke, you discover that there is a problem with transportation. The road at Obayato 2, Obayato 1 is very, very bad. And you want to solve the problem by buying keke. He said, when you think out that problem, you must also think out that Godwin Obaseke will come from somewhere and destroy that business. Though I will destroy it, he will repair the road. And when he repairs the road, keke will be out. Ha! I said, I have gotten the key now. I took the microphone. I said to them, listen, when Chief Lucky Ibn Adrian was our governor. If that was when you started your business and you didn't hear from God, you would do that business based on how these disciples have behaved now. They went to meet Jesus and said, this place is a very desert place. Send these people away. You will use your mind to create answer. I will explain. If this is 18 or 20 years ago when Chief Lucky Ibn Adrian was our governor, you started a business of Awa bike business. You are an importer and exporter of bike. You are doing it in millions. You started, you see that the whole road in Benin City, you can't go anywhere. You start a business of bike. Oshomole will wait you somewhere and remove the business. By doing what? You are the one that said it. The moment he bans bike, that business you started at Lucky Ibn Adrian's regime has already failed. If you now re-strategize and start keke, wake and see governor will wait for you somewhere. You just wake up and discover that the road that keke, there is only keke that used to pass that road, only keke. Because for the keke to pass, keke must do like this and do like that. He will just start the road. You see, you will not be saying this government has frustrated us. He didn't frustrate you. You started the business like the disciples. You used your brain. And the Bible says the best of your brain is the best of God's foolishness. No matter how intelligent you are, go and read all the readables, read all the curriculum. If you didn't get the answers from the Ancient of Days, he is too young to be called an old man. Too old to be called. God is the biggest contradiction I have seen. He's in the past. At the same time, he's in the present. Do you understand that? I want to celebrate God's birthday. Which day will I say? Sometimes he will appear to you. You look like a small child. He appeared to you another time. He looked like an umbrella. He appeared to you another time. He looked like a monster. Listen to me. I used to dream. I'm talking about God. When I see a monster in my dream, I will fast for 14 days to destroy the monster. Until I began to read Ezekiel chapter 1, I discovered that when God is coming out, it is monsters that come out first. This God, they know and finish. So the disciples of Jesus used their brain to calculate 2020. Say Palm 2, Palm 3, Niger bet. When you bet this one and bet this one, you come out of this place. They calculated it from their brain. They forgot that life begins in the spirit. Then the spirit transfers to the soul. Then the soul transfers to the body. If you don't get the answers from the spirit, you get it from the body. There will be a contradiction. The spirit will bring another answer. Another one will bring, and there will be contradiction. If your neighbor gave a testimony that God told him to do, had to do HIV, IVF, not HIV, but IVF. Am I speaking of preaching upside down now? Hey, it's not for Apple now. Hey, it's for Apple. Not HIV, no. No, hey, it's not for Apple. And did God send you? Who sent you? In 2020 is our year of mouth. So the things you heard from God in 20, the things you saw, 2019 was the year of eyes, insight. God was revealing, God was showing through dreams, through interpretation, through vision. He's showing. Now those things he showed you, he now wants you to begin to express. Once the Lord has spoken, twice I have heard that power belongs to God. So the whole of 2020, every of your strategy will come from healthy spirit, healthy soul, healthy body. The disciples of Jesus did not understand this. So they gave him. So this place is too, look at it now. Send these people away. And Jesus said something to them. Give them something to eat. Firm foundation. The kind of messages you hear in this church, the kind of speakers they bring, Nigeria will rise one day and fight you. They will bring Bako. Bako will come with complications of the Bible. And then quote, just stand like this and fiam. You go talk, half of the team will not understand, half will understand. We join all together, we are going. They will bring Solomon Afia. Solomon Afia will come and simplify Bako. And then he will touch this way, talk with a clap. They will bring Achidume. Achidume will come and put the wisdom of the prosperity and put it upon it. When they finish, Pastor Ben will come in his wisdom. Now, Pastor Ben, matter, they hear very strange things. He said, yes, he asked me 2 days ago. He said, how can someone come and the person is your rep? Your rep. The person has provided infrastructures, has created an enabling environment for you to thrive. When it is time for election, you tell the person to bribe you. I said, Pastor, what do you mean by that? He said, yes. He said, they will say, not be every time I dey sick now. You do hospital. And every time I dey sick, this road, I don't even get motor. When I take it, where I go take, I know you don't concern me. Give me my own. The average Nigerian, we have a challenge with our perspective. There is a problem with the way we define generosity. You know what generosity is in Nigeria? You do for me, I do for you. My pocket, as long as he enters my pocket, it doesn't concern me whether it benefits Pastor Tony. It doesn't concern. Now we have a phrase for it. Stomach infrastructure. I don't care. As long as it benefits me, it doesn't concern you. Forgetting that if they do the road, you will use. I will use. Everybody will use. Look at Benimot. Some people have sold, so they sell them. Now, flood has come. We are now saying, Ogu is angry with us. You know how we interpret things in Africa? That Ogu is angry. That's why there is water. No! The mud was put there for a reason. The people who put mud there, they are not mad people. There is a way we interpret generosity. There is something wrong with the way the disciples of Jesus were interpreting life. Jesus said, you, give them something to eat. There's something wrong with the way the average Nigerian interprets family. In fact, if you have done well and your family members come around, they think it's their right. And some people have even used it to start church. Some people have used it to start church. He said the man had he didn't have a child. It is the uncle at home that was blowing juju so he won't have children. So he could help him train his 7 children. There's a way we interpret family. Your family member is the person that, whether you are right or you're wrong, as long as the person supports you, the person is your family. The day the person tells you the truth, you go to social media and blast the person. There's nothing wrong. Am I still your friend? It doesn't matter whether I'm your friend or not. I will tell you the truth. There's not something wrong with the way we interpret supernatural. We interpret supernatural as superstition. I was told a story when my daughter was doing my hair. He told me an unbelievable story. That they go to church. They say to some sort of person, the person that wants to kill you, as I'm talking to you now, the person is at the farm. The person has the farm. Let us kill the person. Now go and buy egg. The whole church will say, kill, kill, kill. They will take the egg and throw on the floor. Say, come over there. And everybody's this very divinistic. There's some, you see that oracle we used to throw. We have carried it to church. The only difference is that we don't put the I am a tanga garment. We don't put the I am a tanga. There's something wrong. So if you come to church, your pastor is talking simply, he's saying, I'm preaching with this. I'm preaching. It never starts. So when your pastor is now jumping, he says, hey, don't come. You know why? Because our native doctors used to jump. There's something wrong with the way. So we don't see church as where you go to renew your mind and be full of God so that you can be a responsible citizen and build a nation and change society. We see church the way we used to see shrine. You have the chief shrinist, the chief priest. You have people who come to consult. The people who come to consult don't play any plan. When you go, anything they're trying to tell you, you say, sir, the gods are angry with us. Oh. The gods are angry with us. So what are we going to do? Yes, sir. Twins are dying. Yes, say, let us go and consult. The gods are angry with us. The gods are, so we need anybody, the gods have said that twins is an abomination. So anybody that gives birth to twins will kill the person. There's something wrong. And in 2020, you have to understand what Jesus said. You give them something to eat. See, when I listened to them at the reposition, for Uche had only one thing. She said when she wanted to go for film school, there was no money from anywhere. No money from anywhere. She said she sat down in her room. She had options to prostitute with her body. After all, you use what you have. She said she put a chair and sat down and said, God, me and you will discuss this matter today. You are my father. How can I be looking for school fees where you are alive? And the thing was supposed to be expiring the next day. Then she was working at NTA. She said her relationship with God and what she knew about God was what she began to now put into action. Many of us here. To put into action, wunun sobu. Why? The shrine spirit. I listened to Tony. I said, all these people are saying to me is that there is something they got from God that they have deployed to their society. Friends, when I came today, I looked at everywhere. Last night, our family members, I said to myself, when I came to this town, no husband, no brother, no sister, no friend. It's just one woman that said, something says I should take Katarina to Benin. I've never been to Benin before. The person I met is Anguli. Anguli was a student. He doesn't have Tenkobo to herself. Talk less of the one she will give me. But when I came and looked everywhere, I have brothers. I have husband. I have children. So there is something I want you to take home. It may be a smile that you have. Sharpen it. Hone it. It will take you around the world. Don't use it for yourself. Use it to build a nation. A smile. There's nothing you have that is small. Don't trivialize anything. Ladies and gentlemen, the stone under the leg of David, everybody had been standing on that stone. And Goliath was threatening the people of God. And uncircumcised Philistine for crying out matter. The stone they used to destroy Goliath, everybody had been standing on it. The only thing is that they trivialized it. Don't trivialize that little thing you have. No matter how small it is. It may not be a gift that is popular. For instance, dancing. A man again, if someone is dancing, what is he going to use dancing to do? But if it is God that said, you give them something to eat, that dancing will take you around the nations of the world. It may be plaiting of hair. It may even be protocol. There is nothing that is small. I have discovered. What does basket mouth do? Talk to me. If you just talk, all of us they laugh. You say, there's, if God give, start with where you are. Don't wait for something big to start. Start with the smallest. Start with the commonest. Start with the most trivialized. Start with that thing everybody laughed at. You see this message I'm preaching today. When I was younger, I used to preach it. I was laughed at. My mother was laughed at. And they said to her, your daughter, all her mates have all gotten married. She's busy carrying Bible, following Peter and Jose up and down. What will come out from it? So my mom came to advise me from her brokenness. Let us look at it and see whether there is any economic benefit. It may not have economic benefit during Lucky Winadion's regime. It may have. I'm closing. Jesus said, give them something to eat. Firm Foundation, give Nigeria development. Firm Foundation, give Nigeria kingdom culture. Don't teach it, leave it out. Firm Foundation, you come here, we teach you generosity, we teach you family, we teach you, prophetic. Let's begin to correct the curriculum. Not by attacking people, by starting from your home. When you wake up in the morning, the way you talk to your wife, the way you talk to your husband, the way you talk to your children, how you apologize when you are wrong. Never be too proud to apologize. If you don't know how to start it now, we will give the world the cultures that we are breeding here. Look at the way things happen here. When we get to your business, let us have the same organization. Even if it is table, kiosk, you're selling tomatoes, you're selling pepper, begin to organize it at that level. You see, when you were coming, you see there's organization from the car park into this place. We haven't gotten it perfectly, but we are on it. Some of us, all we do is we criticize everything. And listen, critics don't do well, don't rule well. Anybody that critiques, say, you know, if I be praying, I saw they pray. See, is he singing? Come and sing me, Sinach. Come on. You that is saying sing Sinach, you can't sing anything. I always ask myself, when people want to, keyboard? Answer anyone. Keyboard is okay. When they want to play keyboard, where do they start from? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, ti, la, sol. You say, no, that is too small for me. That is too small. Give me something big. Give me something big. When you went to nursery school, when you read, you begin with what? ABC. They will not teach you, first of all, some of you, before your teacher got you to say ABC to 20, the teacher so far. ABCD, EGEF, IWA. The teacher said, no. Now the Lord is leading you to go and teach. He said, God forbid, teacher, their reward is in heaven. Someone taught you. Firm Foundation, we have something to offer. Before the teacher teaches you A for apple, he will first of all teach you what? A, B. He will now start telling you what you can use A to do, what you can use B to do, what you can use C to do, so that you don't say C is for crocro. You say C. I want you to stand up and say to four people, what will you give your world? What will you give your world? Stand up and ask them seriously. No, don't play church. Sit down. You needed to see us doing church before Pastor Ben came. Hey, Pastor Tony, don't let me embarrass you there. Some of you won't follow us. If you saw us doing church, we didn't know that they used to put curtain behind church. Some simple things that people know already. People were coming. We're prophesying, not prophesying. They used to call me Hoha. Because as you come like this, I don't put Bible for head like this. Balance like this. Ne nyegi the prophets. Ne nyegi the prophets. We didn't carpet. We didn't think of carpet. We didn't think of carpet. We thought of nothing. When we were going to, in fact, someone even gave us money to go and make buy speaker. We told ourselves, let's just go to New Benin. We didn't know any better. We just went to New Benin and stood with Igbo man like this. We had money to buy the right speaker. We said, ignorance. Hey, Aquara speaker. They just not put speaker for us. We were very excited. We came, the thing was not sounding well. Audio said, let him tune it. You use radio. You tune it like this. Tune it like that. I said, it's not sounding like Christ Embassy. We didn't know that. We didn't apply Christ Embassy principle. We applied Abba. You know, in Abba, we can put anything together. Oh. If you go to Ariaria, you can. If you want Italian shoe, there is a place for it. You want Igbo shoe, there is a. It is that mindset we brought to do church. So when Pastor Ben came, he was looking at us. He said, which kind of people be this? In our mind, when I went to visit my boyfriend in the bank, if you saw this, the short I wore, the short Muhammad, it was fine to me. I didn't iron it. I just put it like this. Don't strive, fam. That's how we used to do it now. I wore it. The thing was like Mary Slessor moving to the hospital. I was moving very well. I was very happy with myself. If you saw the combination, the shirt was rich here. This, I was very happy. Wash you. As I just came, he said, please come. I said, he said, this dress. I said, what? He said, this dress is fine. Sincerely, the dress was fine to me. It was few years after that I saw the picture of that dress. I said, village mentality, remove it from this 2020. And you know, some of us, you think you have, because you have gone to America, and gone to Taiwan, and gone to China, and gone to Migrin Balor, you think you are very exposed. When we were doing this thing, I had spent 2 years in London. The people I was living with, they were working with London Bureau of East Linton. The wife was working London Bureau of East. I stayed there, integrated. I came back with my Migrin Balor personality, and I was very happy. I thought that once you profess, everything is okay. Listen. You have something to give to your world. Don't allow low self-esteem and inferiority complex destroy it. Shout, I have something. Shout, I have something. Shout it very, very loud. And they were looking at Jesus. Jesus said, oh, we have a little boy who had 5 loaves and 2 fish. This is all we have. 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus, this is all. Say, Jesus, do you understand what I'm talking about? I'm talking about 5,000 people here. 5 loaves and 2 fish. You want to carry it? No, you're not smoking. Protocol, come. Don't worry, Pastor Peter. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Protocol. 5 loaves. 5 loaves and 2 fish. This is all we have. Protocol. Now, look at another protocol. Thank you, Pastor Peter. 5 loaves. This is all we have. In Nigeria, this is all we have. Limited technology. Limited health. In fact, it was Clement Ahmed who was telling me about someone who went for scan overseas. Because in Nigeria, anywhere he goes to do scan, they say, remove your dress. So when he went to the UK, he wanted to remove his dress. He said, no, we have finished the scan. The moment you step. This is all we have. Five talents of health. This is our central hospital. It's UBTH. That's all we have. So we're surviving here by the grace of God. I don't know who was telling me. He said there's a doctor that has done successful, has succeeded. He has done surgery for 20 people successfully. None of them died. But they now decided he's not a doctor. And you know what someone told me? He said, it's better. There are some doctors who have done 20, some have died. So you see, in Nigeria, the thing that is supposed to be abnormal has become normal. This is all we have. Maybe in your family, you are just limited to 5 talents. 5 talents of experience. 5 talents of your esteem. You're so broken. Everything you have, if they put it together, just 5 talents. And the problem that God has called you to solve is 10,000 times bigger than the talents. What do you do when what you have is not enough to solve the problems that you see in front of you? What do you do when you see your child and your child is passing out and you want to pray? You don't know how to pray. Will God abandon you at that point because you don't know how to pray? What do you do if you're like me? The doctor destroyed your womb and destroyed the fallopian tubes. I've come to speak to everyone here who has a limitation somewhere. What do you do when you don't even know your purpose? 5 talents. Your education is 5 talents. Even the education you are talking about. Don't drop out. Don't drop out. The people that dropped out from Harvard, they didn't drop out from Ebomo. Don't drop out, please. Please. Don't drop out. Please, don't drop out. Don't drop out. I beg you. I read English language in University of Benin. They said there is a phonetic lab that they'll be passing us to. I didn't see that lab. I finished school. Now, they are telling old students association that let's gather together and build that lab. I graduated in 1999. So everybody that went to read English, is it possible that we read English? Limited talents. All of us are looking for a way to travel, to fly out of Nigeria, because everywhere looks like five talents. When what you have is not enough, do what the disciples did. I'm closing. They took the bread and gave it to Jesus. Jesus looked at the bread. This can only, if it is great, I want to feed with this talent, this great here. Only him finish up. I'm telling you, only him, I know. Oh, bless me. Only him finish up. What do you do, friends? When you have come to a place where what you have is not enough to solve the problems you have. What do you do when the people that the day all of you were born the same day, all of them are married and they even have five or six children, and you are yet to be married? Or the person, what do you do? What do you do? When I was there, when you were getting married, now you have two, three children. What do you do? What do you do when you see limitation, when you see desert places? I don't know whom I've come to talk to. I don't know. I don't think I've come to talk to everybody. I'm so broken this morning to speak. But one of my daughters sent me a text. He said, you'll be at your best. Say, his strength is made perfect in his weakness. My heart is too broken, but my spirit is alive. What do you do when people mock you and mock the God that you serve? What do you do when you have prayed for your country severally and it looks as if things are getting worse? If there is a world like Worcester and Worcestest, and you are looking and asking, Lord, when will things change? How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? What do you do when you read the media and you hear only bad news? What do you do when the leaders you look up to, either in the church or in the civil service or in politics, what do you do when they are the ones that betray the very faith you put, the very trust? Only one thing. The Bible said, put it in the hands of Jesus. Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbow? Are you tired of spinning round and round? Someone said, give it all. Give them all to Jesus. You know, for many of us, you don't need to give it to Jesus. You need to use your head to start. Remember the proverb of Lucky Bunedion, and we can see governor. Begin from the humblest place. Take it and say, God, I don't even know what I came to this world to do, but I just put it in your hands. You know what Jesus does? The moment you take that thing that is so limited, male, hold this thing. I put it in his hands. The Bible said Jesus broke, not the loaves. He broke the limitation. There was something in the loaf that was making it do work for only five people. So when Jesus broke the loaf, it is still the same loaf. Can I get pastors? Can I get pastors, please? It is, I need someone to hold my Pastor Peter. Now you can come. Look at what Jesus did. And that's what we're going to pray about. Pastor Peter, you hold the microphone. It's still five loaves, friends. The country is still the way it is. The technology, the health, everything is still the way it is. But when you put it in the hands of Jesus and he breaks the loaf, look at what happens. He takes the loaf. He say, you give them something to eat. He gives it to Pastor Tony. When Pastor Tony is going to share it, it's multiplying. As Jesus is bringing it, it's multiplying. Still the same sauce. It's multiplying. Hey, can I get some people? Can I get some more people? What do you do? What do you do? Just put it in the hands of Jesus. It is just supposed to be five loaves, but he removes. There's still more. He removes. There's still more. He removes. There's still more. Because you know why? Where can I move? Don't worry, eat the bread. It's in the hands of Jesus. Nothing finishes in his hands. If you put it in his hands, he will always replenish it. Because take it and break it, it will still be remaining. He will take it and break it. Now, when he is taking it from your own hand and sharing to your generation, you discover you become a generational father. The thing that is limited in your hands, because it has entered the hands of Jesus, The limitation is broken. You, on your own, you can only affect 5 people. But when you put it in the hands of Jesus, the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes upon it. It will no longer affect. So this is supposed to be affect 5 people. In my hands, it will affect 5 people. But in the hands of Jesus, that's why cash can give birth to twins after 10 years of waiting. That's why I can give birth when the doctor said, no womb. When the doctor said, no fallopian tubes. If you put it in the hands of Jesus, my friends, it looks stupid. It looks foolish. I bow my knees on this altar. I prophesy over everyone that is here. Limitations in your life, in your family, in your genealogy is broken in the name of Jesus. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost. Put it in the hands of Jesus. Are you owing money? Put it in the hands of Jesus and trust him. Mel, give me the loaf. It's in the hands of Jesus. In my hands, it can only serve 5 people. Oh, my Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Your one step will be equivalent to other people's 10,000 steps. When you take one. Put it in the hands of Jesus. So when you play the keyboard in your hands, it will begin to raise the dead. The dead will hear the sound of the strings and jump back to life. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not what you can do. It's what you believe that God can do. God is alive. He never lies. He has never failed. He's still God. Only him can do what no one can do. That husband that doesn't understand anything, put him in the hands of Jesus. My closing statement. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost, please. I see what have fallen. I see what have fallen. Hold the love. Say to Jesus, my talent that can only affect 5 people. Lord, that the cure for desert places. I ask you to amplify the talent. Are you praying? I'm praying alone. Play for me, Jesus. Excess love. Play for me. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to land. There's a place he wants me to land. I have no power of my own. It's your love. It's your love. It's not because I know how to pray. It's just that you love me recklessly. It's not because I know how to preach. It's just because you love me recklessly. So you take the little things I say and make them be like big things. It's not because I'm very talented. It's because you accepted what I have put. My life is a sacrifice on the altar. So I take the gifts. I take the talents. I take the limitation. I take the things I don't have. I place them on the altar. If it's in the hands of Jesus, he knows how to multiply it. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm challenging every impossibility in Fem Foundation. Every womb that has refused to take a baby, I now contradict you. Every life that has refused to accept oil, I contradict you by the word of God. Pray in the Holy. If you can't pray in the Holy Ghost, just shout Jesus. Just shout Jesus. If you can't pray in the Holy Ghost, you can drop on your knees and say, help me, because nobody can help me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh! Yeah! Pray in the Holy Ghost. Leave your phone and just pray in the Holy Ghost. Fabulous, look at me. Fabulous, look at me. I want to speak to you prophetically. Let's drop pride. Fem Foundation, drop pride. Drop pride of what I can achieve. I'm a self-made man. Drop all that pride. I'm landing on this note. Melvina, 5 loaves of bread can only, this one can only feed 5 people. What made 5 loaves of bread feed? It's not 5,000 people he fed, plus women and children. Listen to me, I blow you kisses from heaven. In your natural talent, you can only affect your business, the capacity, your capacity. capacity can only affect Ibo Bahil. Your natural talent, that fashion job, can only affect Lagos. Your natural talent, that you're singing, can only affect, that's what you can do naturally. I know that's what you can do. In your natural self, in your natural self, the thought says the Lord Femme Foundation, I am amplifying your voice. I will take the little things you do and make them look like big things. I will make your 5,000 naira do the work of 5 million. I will make your 500 naira. It's only God that can do that. What I'm saying is not logical. Don't put your logic to it. It's not your prayer. It's not how much you read the Bible. It's just his reckless love. I will make you so influential that you go beyond borders. You go beyond boundaries. No boundaries. No limitations. Because I'm the one that is asking you to go. I asked Abraham to go and he turned into a nation. And so I speak to your genealogy. Every divorce in your genealogy, I command it to stop. I speak to sickness in your genealogy. Whatever was negative that was in your genealogy, I come as an apostle that cures desert places. I release overseas. Yes, Lord, I heard what you said. Oh, Rabasandarabahoshenderekataya. Femme Foundation, get ready. Get ready for something. You're about to thrive in those places where you were limited yesterday. I speak as a prophet. I speak as an apostle. I speak to Femme Foundation. It's just two fish. Yes, I know it's two fish. Put it in my hands. It's just two. He can only solve problems for two people. Oh, Pastor Tony, you can only in your natural time. It's just two fish. How many people can this feed? He can only feed two people. Can you today? I surrender. I consecrate myself. I repent. I lay it at your feet. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear how you want me to do it. I want to hear how you want me to say, I go where you send me, not where I think I should go. The business strategy says I should put it in airport road, but you told me to put it in Ibuyoko. There's no customer there. The road is not good. Ladies and gentlemen, if he sends you on an errand, he will sponsor the errand. If he didn't send you, he won't sponsor it. Stop going on errands that God did not send you. Ask him, where are you sending me? And if you find it, find out what he wants you to take and pick those things on your mat. Go. Everybody begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. I speak influence over Femme Foundation. I land this plane. Naturally, you can do five things. Today, I prophesy. This, your limited influence, will affect 10,000. Will affect much more than 10,000. Will affect much more than your generation. Your legacy. The little things you are doing. Oh God, I prophesy over someone who can hear me today. Who can believe me today. The Lord is landing on your talent. And he's landing as a man of war. He's landing as the God of Daniel. Yes, I heard you, sir. Don't forget to tell my people who I am. Let me explain to you who this God is. Sometimes you trivialize him. When God sits down, he sits upon a throne. I want you to understand what is happening. Around that throne, there are billions and trillions and zillions of other creatures. You call them angels. I want you to read your Bible again. Most of those creatures are not really angels. Angels are the ones that they send to you. So angels appear as human beings to come and send you. It's in the Bible. But the ones that sit around the throne of God, male, they are billions and zillions, name it, all over. The cherubims and the seraphim looks like a snake. Seraphim looks like a snake with about six wings. So when God landed on Mount Sinai, that's what they saw. Please don't talk to us. Don't talk to us. What we saw today, don't talk to us. Let Moses is used to you. Talk to him. You know why? If I be those people, I for talk like that. Because if you see zillions and zillions of creatures, and they say God is coming to talk to you, will you stand to listen? That's the God we have chosen to serve. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all. That's what the devil tries to mimic when he comes to your dream and appears as a monster. The devil is not a monster. There are creatures who stand before God. Listen, everybody lift your hands and begin to bless. I'm showing you what he can do so that you stop comparing him to Amadioha. Stop comparing him to Amadioha. Begin to bless him. Bless him. This God is big. If he said, Mel, if you see one seraphim, you faint. One. And there are billions. If you see one cherubim, that's why they were the ones Isaiah said, depart from me, I'm a man of unclean lips. That's the God you serve. That's the person you trivialize. I'd like you to lift off your hands today. My pastor said, if you have any dream that you can do by yourself, it's not of God. If your dream does not scare you, I'd like you in this month of mouth, this time of mouth, begin to now say to God, God, show me what you want me to do. I know you will fund me. Why? Come and sing. Come and sing. I speak to every sickness that is hiding. I speak to every disease. I speak to any disaster that is hiding anywhere. I command you by the power of the Holy Spirit. We release the myriads and myriads of creatures who stand with God to begin to cross you. Thank you, Lord. So when they say presence of God, you're going to sing for me, Reckless Love. It is this, Adesua, it is this person that we say we love you, that say love you. I remember when we did a courtesy call to the Abba of Benin, not the present one. When I came into the palace, I saw men dressed in white. Everywhere, I saw him on the throne. I didn't know whether to stand like this or stand like that. I didn't know the protocol of the palace. That's for a physical king. When the president is coming, you see the protocol that follows him. Now imagine God, the people where they fall and not be human beings. Now monsters are creatures. The things you see in horror film, you run away. Those are the things that they appear. And your father, I'm not talking about your master, your papa, your daddy is the one following these people. And he loves you so much. He's so high, but he can stoop so low to come and ask you, what do you want me to do for you? He's so high, so big, so majestic. His glory fills the earth, but he fills your little frame. Who is this God? Who can compare with him? He blocks death. He blocks sickness. Lift your hands and just begin to bless him for his love. Begin to bless him. We're going to sing that. Sing with a new vision. Reckless love. Reckless love.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing.
If you want us to pray for you, we will do that. Sing, 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 sing. Thank you.
You've been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you bring your life in me.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.